News Radio KMAN, good morning. It is now 7:03, and it is time for our daily COVID-19 update. We do these at 7 a.m. and at 5 p.m., and we have Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO Bob Koppel joining us. Good morning, Bob. Thank you.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's kind of touch base on a couple of things. First off, you know, we saw that the numbers in the state, they're across Kansas, they're continuing to rise somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 25% every day. They're up to 8 deaths, there are some developments, I understand, locally with some positive cases.
Yeah, so we're continuing to test people in the community and then also continuing to get the test results back. And hopefully I think this week we may see a beginning of even faster turnaround for everybody getting tests, which will be helpful. So, again, in our region, we have some positives both in Pott County and also here in Riley. And also to the kind of a concerning development, I think we now have either 2 or 3 nursing homes in the state where they have a number of residents, not in our counties, but in a couple other counties. We now have some nursing homes where like over a dozen patients.
Yeah, we had on our news earlier this morning in Burlington, Kansas, a total of, I believe, 18. Yeah. 11 were residents and 7 were staff. And obviously, that's quite concerning for those folks.
Right. Well, you know, it's an environment where you have a lot of people together and in pretty close proximity. And so, yeah, that's a concern. I know here locally, our senior communities have been kind of self-isolating almost a month now. Just because of the concern. So it's an effective step to take, and you just try to, you know, all it takes is one visitor or one patient, you know, one person coming in, and then you might have a problem. So,
well, I know that, you know, if you try to get into Meadowlark now, you have to, it's an obstacle course in order to do that, and with good reason.
So no, that's a good thing. And you know, I think we're going to try to have one of the senior living community leaders on the phone here sometime within the week as well. That's something we'd like to do. I think that would be helpful to people.
It is. It would be. So looking forward to that. So, well, there's so many other things. Boy, so many aspects to this situation, especially from a hospital perspective. Bring us up to date on some of the concerns you have right now.
You know, I think biggest concern would be how successful our community is with the stay-at-home order and social distancing. I think it's a little concerning for us, just the number of people we still see out about and congregating in some respects, because that's really the only way, the only effective way, like as a community, that you can slow the spread down. So that's, but again, I think that's always top of mind for us. You know, as something else, like, you know, it's just that you have to always think, so how can you help yourself? And one way that we can all do that is just maybe look at some personal habits that we have and see if there's a way we can actually just be healthier. So, for example, we know that diet and just general health makes a huge difference for people. So look at what you're eating. Think about making sure you have a balanced diet. It's actually really important that you drink a lot of water. So what we see with even the patients we've had to come into the hospital, either to be seen in the emergency room and discharged or else got admitted, a number of them are actually dehydrated. And a piece of this is when you have the fever and you have the cough, quite honestly, you just don't feel well, right? And so people quit drinking water or maybe substitute other beverages. And this really is a good time to be drinking water. This might be your excuse if you smoke to stop smoking, because we know that that's also a risk factor for a number of patients that we've seen across the country. And it's just things like that, just what can you do to enhance your own general health and build up your immune system?
I've read also that drinking hot fluids can be beneficial.
Well, you know, I haven't seen anything specifically about that. What we know is, like, if you already have a fever, hot fluids would not necessarily be a good thing that, you know, could actually be elevating your temperature.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, I think if people are maybe in the early stages and just more have the allergy type symptoms, that might help them relieve some congestion. You know, again, probably in the end, it's the issue of getting fluids and making, you know, I think, again, water is always a great option, but it's just the fact that you do keep drinking water or some sort of fluid, juice, et cetera. because I think that the dehydration actually is what puts people in jeopardy sometimes faster than other things.
You're still doing well on supplies, but, you know, one of the things we talked about the other day was, you know, a lot of folks helping out in one way or another, you know, whether it be making masks, and I know that there's local efforts to do that. How's that side of things working for Essentia Via Christi?
You know, from a supply standpoint, we still have sufficient supplies, and we still continue to receive shipments. I think everybody gets nervous when you know, if you look at and it's just more evident in the really large communities. When they have their surge or peak patient loads, you just go through such volumes. Some of the hospitals I know in New York City were using what would have been equivalent to 10 days of supplies in one day. And so that's why we're still on our conservation efforts, trying to be very careful about how we use things, careful about the procedures and other things that we're doing so that we don't use an inordinate amount of PPE. And really, again, just trying to kind of build stockpiles to extend our ability to have PPE, because we know that this is not going to be a, 2 weeks from now, we're going to have a surge and it's going to be done. This is going to be just a longer process. And so it's important to be kind of planning ahead for that.
The models that we're seeing on local levels say that there is likely to be a peak coming maybe in 2 to 3 weeks here locally. Everybody prepared to embrace that and to attack it?
You know, I think, you know, again, we've got our collaboration group, and so that's making sure all the providers and all our other agencies, we're all kind of on the same page. You know, the models, so of course, you know, there's several. Everybody's got their what they've developed or pushed, but I think the key questions or the key variable in all the models is the percent of your population that actually gets COVID-19. And so there's models that it's as high as 80% of the population. The most conservative is probably 40%. And so, or I guess more often, that'd be optimistic, not conservative, but, and it just really depends. So what's that percentage? Because that's kind of the driver of how many patients are going to need some level of care. Again, the 80-some percent of the folks who get COVID-19 actually are seen as an outpatient. They go home, and that's the kind of the extent of their interaction with the healthcare system. It's just the folks past that. And again, the vulnerable population certainly is the ones that we are concerned about the most. It is interesting. You know, this is different than tourists. Well, I think, was it 2 weeks ago we started doing the calls, Dave? There are more and more younger people who are having issues with COVID-19 now. And I still don't know if we know exactly why that is. One of the deaths in our state was, a 40-year-old. So it's just, you know, this is definitely something people need to pay attention to and take the steps to do social distancing, make sure they're doing good hand hygiene. And, you know, we always want to come back to, if people have questions, make sure they're calling our hotline here in Riley County at 785-323-6400. And that's, get some triage, get some advice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the screening number. And then also there's a question hotline that the Riley County Health Department set up, and that's 587-5462. And the county's website has a lot of very handy information as well. So we're just trying to do our best to keep everybody informed and up to date. And Bob, your reports are significant in that process, and we certainly appreciate you joining us here this morning, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Dave.
You bet. Best to you and all those at Essentia Via Christi Hospital, all the healthcare workers. Boy, hang in there. Keep up the good fight. This afternoon, we'll have an update from Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs. That's at 5 o'clock here at News Radio KMAN.